Okay, next on our agenda is construction update.
Do you want to give anything, Dave?
I told him he didn't really, come on up if you want, but he's, they've been, I think, running around doing a lot of work.
We don't have a formal presentation with the PowerPoint, but I just want to let you know that this month was very busy.
No time to sit down at your desk and do a PowerPoint?
No time.
That's okay.
But some of the, just some of the highlights, so today, and I'm sure Dr. Goggin will speak about this, was convocation with the entire staff. So we had about 500 folks of our staff members in the new elementary school in the cafeteria. The project is substantially complete. We have use of the entire building. Some of the things that you see around the site that we're still working on are some more of the landscaping out front, so you'll see that being groomed out. I believe maybe a couple plantings here and there still.
They'll be coming back this week. You know, it rained at the end of last week and then they stayed away today because of the event, so they'll be back this week to finish up along front the island and finish it up in the back.
We're at a phase of the construction project now where, now that the building is turned over to the district, we have use of it. It's the commissioning of the building. We get in there, start using it, making sure that all the systems work and operate the way we need it to, all the equipment works, and that any of those little dings and nicks and scrapes that occur during the construction project, we have the contractor still on site, and we'll be working with them behind the scenes, after hours, inside mechanical rooms, for a good couple of months still. But they are still here, we are still partners in this. The building is beautiful, and we've gotten very good feedback today regarding that.
Again, we'll be around for a while. Even after punch lists are done, even after 11-month walkthrough, we'll always be available if any problems. But right now, these guys are putting together the punch list, but we're also working on our punch list. So we're already starting to touch up at that kind of thing.
Punch lists are those items that we see with those scrapes and things that need to be painted, things like that. So we have a running list we go through and work with.
Again, we're already starting to do our own.
Thank you all.
Trained on the systems and things like that, so they know how to use it.
There's already a lot of training has been done, sure. And the next week or so, there's a lot more that will be done.
I was walking up to the school on Friday and noticed a man walking across the roof. Now, this was not the flat roof, this was the slanted roof.
Mm-hmm.
And he's walking across the roof, and I thought, oh my God.
Well, he was tied off.
He knew, he was?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. How could he be doing that?
He was tied off, but he was finishing.
Okay, feel much better now because
it was
pretty scary looking.
Exactly.
We've installed a zip line to the library.
Oh, there you go.
$35 a rent.
It just looks wonderful. I couldn't make the convocation. I was so sad when I saw the pictures of all the chairs there and all that. Understand it was wonderful.
It was fun.
And
it was,
that
it was
you
good morning.
Gave a good overview, really, of. I talked to a couple of teachers and a couple of principals when I went in after school, so kind of between school and here, and they talked about, one of the teachers was saying, I didn't really realize it was an 11-year process, but Andrew was part of that from the beginning. I mean, the 2020 group.
That's right.
Back in 2008.
And a CAC report. That's another thing that we mentioned today, is that there was a CAC report on the configurations and the pros and cons of each of them. So it wasn't, and my point that I was trying to get across is this didn't just happen with this levy.
Mm.
You know, there was a lot that went on prior to that.
A lot of, so I'm so glad. I can't wait, to see the PowerPoint.
It's good.
Yeah. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Congratulations.
Very exciting.
Okay.
Hey, Dr. Goggin.
My report. I'm going to go relatively quickly. We had a lot going on today. I will reserve most of my report to go through my agenda items when it is time for that. But, and also we've had our CAC members waiting for so long. But we, as stated, we did have our convocation today and was held in our new elementary school. That was our goal all along, is to open the year with all of our staff inside that elementary school. So it felt really good having everybody in. And it was fun because a lot of the staff members from the intermediate school, the middle school, or the high school, they're not going to see this building. You know, they're going to go into their worlds, they're going to teach their classes, and it's going to be few and far between for them to be able to come over. So it was really nice to kick off our year this year with everybody in there. They can walk around, they can understand the design of it. Because here's what kind of happens, another reason why I think that's important, is that when you work for the Westlake City Schools, if you are a teacher in the Westlake City Schools, people outside of this inner community here, they don't associate you to a building, they associate you to the school system. So they will ask you questions. You could be a high school teacher and they'll say, how's the new elementary school? Mm-hmm. And you really would have little information. So it's really nice to get them in. And so they can understand the history of it. The other point is that I had this morning was to show that exactly what you had stated, is that these things don't just happen. They take a long time, which then was kind of my introduction to re-engaging in the planning process this year and focusing on some student-centered visioning. Which is really something that we're looking to do, because we can celebrate, we can sit back and say we built a great school, it's going to be a great environment for kids, but then after we celebrate, we have to turn around and say, what's next? Mm-hmm. And it's not something where we just sit back and say, okay, we did it, now we're done for 3 to 5 years. We're not. We need to continuously improve. Now, it may not be with facilities, it may not be a structure, it may be something different, but we need to go through that process to identify those. So it was a really good opening day. Now, I call it our opening day, but our first day with staff back was the 23rd. It was on Friday. We did wait until Monday to do our convocation to get people more time inside their classrooms to prepare, and so that we did hold it today. So we did have staff back on Friday, held our convocation today. We had city council there. We had the mayor there. Our PTAs were there. Levy committee, who was a part of that. So just police, our law enforcement, which is another thing. And I love the picture that somebody took, and I'm going to totally steal it from Twitter, is with having the chief there, the captain there, and then the number of resource officers we have. And someone who wasn't there that Todd and I talked about was Kendra, who was also accessible to us. She did get another daytime job, but she is still available mm-hmm. to us in the evening.
Oh, wonderful.
But yeah, when you actually see the amount of folks that are showing up to keep our kids safe and our staff safe, it's really, really impressive. So it was the picture that I was really trying to paint is that I mentioned with the planning, but it also doesn't happen with one group of people. And you do have, and it really felt like to me, through the land exchange, through the process and through everybody getting involved, it really felt like there were so many groups involved in this. And that's what I think kind of makes it feel a little bit better, and hopefully people feel a lot of ownership with that building. So we are starting our year on Thursday. Students return, not just to our elementary, but all of our buildings. All of our other buildings have been working very, very hard to get ready as well. Their getting ready looks a little bit different than our elementary because it isn't moving boxes and putting up new bulletin boards. It is a different kind of preparation, but that preparation is also very rigorous as well. So we're excited about what everybody's doing. We're excited to have our students back, and that begins for all of us on Thursday. I can take any questions if you have.
Can you tell us a little bit more about Open House?
We have open, which one?
The elementary? The entire community.
21st.
Oh, the 21st.
21st
okay.
Of September.
Because we do have two parent nights for the elementary, one tomorrow night and one on Wednesday night. But specifically for the September 21st, I have an open house for the community. I believe that starts around 5, and we are going to have some speakers and just some things going on, offer tours. People can come in and check out the building. So it's just a nice day.
Thank you.
Yeah. Anything else?
Okay, Mr. Hopkins, treasurer's report.
You know, school's underway. We have auditors showed up here for the first day today. So we are starting that process. But, you know, I wish everyone a good start to the school year, and I'll reserve the rest of my comments as we go through recommendations.
Okay, so we are at, but we've moved the agenda to have board items now so that we can have Mr. Mangels back or Mary, resolution to approve the appointment of the Citizens Advisory Committee members. So, put her on.
Yeah, the thing about being co-chair is Mary makes me do all that.
But you love it.
I hate every minute. I would like to say thank you, though, for that, the, I guess, recognition of the fact that the school district has always been so welcoming and opening to the library about having us involved in those things. And it would have been my pleasure and honor to be involved in the 2020 committee and other committees as well. And we love the partnership, and I see no reason that it won't continue to get better and better. So thank you for that. And as part of the CAC, I feel like that continues that as well. I've been on the CAC a number of years now and hope to continue. Our group, a long time ago, used to be much bigger, and then it kind of shrank down a little bit. And we feel like we're starting to get some traction with getting newer members that are sticking around. And that's a really good thing. Last year was kind of a bumper crop where we really, we had shrunk down to about six people. It was pretty small, yeah, maybe less. And now it's growing again. So we have, we put out, through the district's communication, a plea for more members, and it worked. We got some people biting. And as you see up on the board there, our three contenders and candidates are Diane Kelly, I've got them all three here, Laura Gettings Palmer, and Jennifer Thomas. And I hope that you had an opportunity to look over their resumes. I believe it is the opinion of our committee that all three would love for them to serve and fill executive roles as soon as possible. with your permission, we'd like to get them started.
Okay. I have to tell you, I thought your blurbs or ads, whatever, that were put in all of the PTA newsletters were exceptional. Whoever designed them or did them, it was just very, the wording and everything, I just thought it was fabulous. So I hope you continue. Was that Mary that did that?
Yeah.
Great job. They were very attractive and just intelligently, you know, worded. So I should have known that was you. But anyway, I thought it was a great idea for doing that. So.
Yeah, and you know, the last time we got a lot of, we went out and went to each PTA for recruitment, and we got a lot that way. So this year, the PTAs, I think, were well more aware of us, and that communication that Mary sent out, you know, like I said, got great results.
Good. So we need a motion on this then?
You will, yes.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve item 4A, which is the resolution to approve the appointment of these three individuals for the Citizens Advisory Committee?
So moved.
Second.
Any further question or discussion? Okay, roll call, please.
Stoll?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay. Thank you very much. And I know Mary sent out the schedule, the schedule to you all.
And at the end of our board member at our meetings. At the end of our meeting, when we do board comments, I will see, and I'll get that to you. I'll email it to you.
That'd be helpful.
Okay. And I noticed you changed the time to 6 o'clock, right?
I did. Yes.
Okay.
I moved it up a little, right?
Okay.
And the other thing, for those of you who have either been involved in the past or some of those meetings used to go quite long. And we make the commitment to get our business in and out in about an hour to be respectful of people's time. It's a big commitment. We're focusing more on having the meetings for kind of quick updates and input, but work sessions outside to be more respectful of everybody's time.
And
so
you
if
still,
you're able to go, keep that in mind that we're really striving to keep those meetings in and out.
So you still plan to have the students on the...
Yeah, those students have been fantastic.
I believe we had the same three returned from last year. Yeah, they were wonderful.
Yeah, it's really nice. We're banding all the stuff about, then we stop and go, kid. I mean, like, you guys are living this. What do you think? And it's really good to hear that.
Oh, especially if you do service hours this year, that'll be real interesting to get their input. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you all very much. If you indulge, I'm going to the next thing. And thank you for moving it up on the agenda. Have a lovely evening.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, so that brings us to treasurer's recommendations.
All right, I have five of them here tonight. I'll briefly go through each of them for you. The letter A there, the then and nows, I'll just reiterate and go over real quickly. Under Ohio law, if we have an invoice that is dated before a PO, a purchase order, either we don't have the authority to pay it, or we pay it by issuing what's called a then and now, which essentially states that both then, you know, when the invoice was dated, and now we have money available to pay it. And so under our internal controls, anything under $3,000, I can certify as the treasurer. Anything over $3,000 would need board approval. So specifically this time of year, it becomes a challenge because we'll get invoices that are dated July 1st because it's the new fiscal year. But we couldn't create POs until after our books were closed. Now this year we were very, very effective in that. We closed them on July 3rd, and we had people, you know, doing POs after the holiday weekend. So within really about three business days, our books were closed and reopened for the new fiscal year. But we run into issues where we didn't have a PO in place based on the invoice from the company. So the vast majority of these are simply POs that were dated on or about, or I'm sorry, invoices that were dated on or about July 1st, and we just didn't have POs in place until the following week. The next one that we have up here is to return advances. These are all of the advances that the board allowed me to move money at the end of the fiscal year at our June 28th meeting. We are able to return all of them at this time. The stadium turf, the payment was made by St. John's Hospital. And then Project Link needed some money to finish the year, but they had a very successful camp program and is able to recoup that money. And the rest are all federal grants that we recoup the money here in August and September. Next one that I have up there is transfer of funds. We're just trying to be proactive on this. We get a bill from the city approximately in October to pay our lease or rent agreement for the use of the pool for our swim team. And, you know, I had talked to Ms. Lazinski about this, and we looked up the contract. In fact, earlier tonight, I sent all of you a copy of the contract to review. It was a 25-year agreement that was signed in effective October 1st of 1998. So we have another couple of years. October of 2022 would be the last payment that we would have to make in there. Now, I will tell you, as you look through it, you know, it doesn't specifically say it's solely for the diving well, like it's been described to me as. So it talks about the use of the facility for our swim team. So we would, you know, I'm sure probably want to continue use of the facility and probably would need to negotiate a new agreement. But, you know, it is in your email box, so feel free to look through it. But in the past years, we've done this in October-ish. We're just trying to get ahead of the curve so we don't have a then and now and have the money available and have a PO in place.
So I definitely, because when we're going to negotiate, I will likely not be on the board because they'll come down the road. But I think it's good for us to review the original intent of the contract because back when you first joined the board, I know that we had other board members on who were on the board at the time that contract was made. And that I know we've always discussed that it was for the diving well, that this was to pay for that.
Primarily because they didn't need one. They were going to put one in.
Right. So we did that. So I guess my understanding would be, and I think we should advocate for the fact that we're done. We paid for the diving well and then some. And if we're having this great shared use with fields and, you know, we're offering up our Reed Field and all of that, I think that may put us in a position. Certainly, we don't want to thumb our nose at anyone, but I just want to make sure that we're protecting the school district's assets and that we truly are having this shared use and keeping the district whole.
And I firmly agree with you, and I think we'll certainly approach it that way. Mm-hmm. You know, we would not necessarily be open to just renewing at the same price or anything like that. But the one thing that we've said consistently with the city, and even as we've talked through some of the Reed Field pieces, mm-hmm. you know, we don't want to incur costs on their behalf, mm-hmm. and we don't want them to incur costs on our behalf. You know, we kind of want to make it, a neutral wash. Mm-hmm. You know, so there very well may be costs involved for them in allowing us the use of the pool when we use it for our practices or for our competitions, when they're closing off the pool for our competitions and stuff like that. So there may be a cost associated with it. Mm-hmm. I don't feel it would be at the same level.
No.
Our goal would be to make it neutral cost.
Yeah,
we minimal. Would want to make it, hey, we'll cover your costs. We don't want anyone to eat each other's costs.
I think that there certainly have been board members, and I have the feeling sometimes that we've more than paid our share,
yep.
or paid more than our share of that, because you know, I spent a lot of hours and days in that rec center pool between my daughter and even myself swimming laps. And they are using that diving well.
Of course.
All the time.
Yep.
You know, we've had lessons in there. I have spent time at mommy and me classes in there. So I just want to make sure that, you know, they know that, you know, they're getting their money's worth and that, you know, it's time for us to pull back.
Very good.
Thanks. And I know you will. I know
we will advocate in every way possible.
And I know you will as well. And I know Tony will.
Yep.
And Bob is a great guy to work with too. So just wanted to say that.
I do have a few purpose statements, or one purpose statement for Science Olympiad listed on there. And then I have some changes to temporary appropriations. They're available there. Again, I just want to stress, you know, right now we're in that time period of temporary appropriations. We've not set our full budget for the year. That happens or needs to happen by the end of September. So these are some changes. I'm not overly concerned with the changes, and I don't think you should be as well. As remember, temporary appropriations were set at a roughly 70% of what our expected expenses were for the year. So even the growth that's in there is not uncommon at all, but I am asking for the formal approval of those changes to temporary appropriations. So if the board so pleases, I'm fine with combining all five of them into one vote.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve 5A, B, C, D, and E, the treasurer's recommendations?
So moved.
Second.
Any further questions or discussion? I have one question. It doesn't relate to this, but how long do you anticipate the audit to take?
The audit, it has to be completed by December 31st.
Okay.
So traditionally, it will take almost all of that. Yeah, we're trying to push it along a little earlier this year and setting some so that we don't have to schedule a meeting come Christmas time. You know, I think last year our post audit was like December 28th or 29th. I mean, it can run late. Okay. So.
Okay. Any other questions or discussion? Okay.
The 37.5, that was the amount that we had been waiting for UH, and you said
that's
yes,
correct.
It was paid and,
yep.
Typically, that's paid much sooner, though?
You know, and I'll just state it as fact from my point of view, they've changed through a couple different finance directors in the past couple of years, so I'll send emails to the finance director. It's technically due January 1st. So, but, you know, I've gone through, I think in the 3 years I've been here, three different finance directors over there. So sometimes it's, you know, I'll send it, no, I moved to a different job, it needs to go to here. Send it there, no, I don't handle it, it's over here. So we get bounced around a little bit, but it was paid, and that's the primary concern.
Anybody else? No?
No.
Okay, roll call.
Finucane?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, Dr. Goggins, superintendent's recommendations.
There are a lot of recommendations on here. Most are pretty boilerplate and with hirings as we go through the beginning of the year. But I will read 6A, which are the gifts and donations. And we have from Westlake Demon Athletic Boosters donated $5 gift certificates to Westlake City Schools, which are redeemable to the W Shop. And then My Life Works donated $15 gift certificates to Westlake City Schools, which are redeemable at the W Shop for Spirit Wear as well. So a couple donations on that, which we appreciate. Do you want to vote on that first?
Yes,
let's go.
How do they plan on doing, you don't?
I'm not sure what they're donating them.
But the schools have them to use at their discretion, okay. Okay, is there a motion to approve 6A?
I'm sorry, they're for the new teachers. Thank you.
Well, that's nice, okay.
Go ahead.
Yes. Okay, is there a motion to approve 6A, the resolution to accept gifts and donations?
So moved.
Second.
Any further questions? Discussion? Okay, roll call, please.
Stoll?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Fanukin?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.